A Vernon man will spend the next 2 years behind bars for causing an explosive fire at a home in the summer of 2022. Lorne William Ponanen received his sentence of 718 additional days in jail in BC Supreme Court in Vernon Friday, February 23. Justice Brianna Hardwick sided with the Crown in imposing the added jail time, which works out to a sentence of roughly 4.5 years including time he's already spent in custody, for which he received time and a half credit. Ponanen was arrested shortly after the incident and charged with arson in the summer of 2022. Hardwick also sided with the defense's call for a 2-year probation period over the Crown's ask of 3 years, to be served following his incarceration. Ponanen, born in 1981, pleaded guilty to the arson charge on Monday, February 12. The fire broke out at a triplex in the Harwood area on July 18, 2022, when an explosion took place around just before 11 p.m. No one was injured in the incident as the principal victims, known to Ponanen, had left for a summer vacation, and Hardwick acknowledged that Ponanen committed the arson with the knowledge that no one would be inside any of the units that night. Neighbors banged on the door of the burning home to make sure no one was inside, and called 911. Emergency personnel arrived 8 minutes after the call. CCTV camera footage showed Ponanen fleeing the scene through the backyard as the lights from emergency vehicles flashed. However, Hardwick said Ponanen's actions were planned and deliberate. He had spent time siphoning gas from a camper parked in the driveway, unhooking and modifying a barbecue propane tank, barricading the rear door of the home and igniting the blaze before escaping the building, which Hardwick presumed he did through one of the upstairs windows where he had removed an air conditioning unit. After Crown Counsel James Bagan and defense lawyer Nick Acker spent all day a week earlier, February 16, going over the agreed-upon facts and posing their arguments, Justice Hardwick was still left unsure of exactly why Ponanen did what he did, saying the only obvious explanation was the substance misuse he was engaging in at the time. There simply just is not an explanation for why the victims lost their home, and he must be accordingly punished, she said. Last week, the defense and Crown spent time debating Ponanen's level of remorse, with Acker saying Ponanen's guilty plea should be taken as an indication of remorse, and Bagan arguing, there was nothing to suggest he had any remorse. On Friday, Hardwick said she was convinced of Ponanen's remorse, having observed that he could not make eye contact with the victims in the gallery during the proceedings, and only did so when he offered a few words of apology near the end of last Friday's sentencing hearing. That remorse, Hardwick said, was a more significant, mitigating factor than his guilty plea, which came just days before sentencing. Throughout the sentencing, Ponanen's substance abuse issues were noted as being a root cause of his past criminal activity, most of which was property-related offenses. The death of a close friend shortly before the arson was noted by Hardwick as exacerbating those issues. Hardwick said Ponanen's criminal history was an aggravating factor, particularly his offenses from 2018 until the time of the arson, when he was abusing substances and failing to comply with the criminal code and the terms of his judicial release. He was on probation at the time of the arson for a conviction of making or possessing explosives in Kelowna in 2019. Under the conditions of his probation order, Ponanen is to have no contact with the victims and is subject to a 10-year weapons ban and a DNA order. He is also prohibited from possessing explosives but is allowed to carry a lighter as he is a smoker. Hardwick chose not to impose a restitution order on Ponanen and he will not have to pay a victim surcharge, as Hardwick said he would have no means to pay the fine. A publication ban was put in place to protect the identities of the victims in the case. Read more. Crown calls for up to 4.5-year sentence for Vernon arsonist. Read more. Guilty plea entered in Vernon arson case.